Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio and Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Broadcasting every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. Join Psychic Tina Marie and Bob Weber as they invite you, along with their special guests, for a weekly journey of the paranormal. Learn about paranormal happenings and call in for a psychic mini-read. To call into the show, dial 347-237-5339. Or join us in the interactive chat room for your comments and your questions. Now let's get to the show. It's Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
All right, welcome to the show. We're coming to you live out of Fort Walton Beach, Florida, the Niceville area. And this is Greater Good Ministry Radio. This is Psychic Tina Marie and Bob Weber. Boom, chicka, wow, wow.
With Primarily Paranormal here.
Absolutely.
Every Monday night at 7 o'clock here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network.
Gosh, I love your voice.
You're
pretty
like
in person,
like
though.
I've got that perfect face for radio, I'm telling everybody.
All right, what we're going to be doing on the program tonight, we are waiting for our guests.
We're going to have some special guests in studio tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to have Josiah Callahan and Harmony Miller. This weekend, we assisted them with a paranormal situation, but it turned into something else. And we'll get into
that a little
bit later.
And I think everybody's really going to enjoy
it. Because I think you want to hear the story. And then in the back part of the show, we will be doing, Tina will be doing psychic mini reading. So to call in, dial 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know. But, you know, we are primarily paranormal.
On this show.
On this show.
But anybody that would like to call in, real quickly, you know, any assets that I get from this programming goes right back to Greater Good Ministry Radio with Barbara Dozier. And check out the, you know, the beautiful. She's got a boutique, she's got a great book, and et cetera, right here on Greater Good Ministry Radio. A lot of beautiful individuals work right here. Look at our chat room.
We got one of our favorites in there. Joshua's in there.
Is Josh in there?
And yes, Joshua, the cats are being good right now. A little bit of daytime
going
on.
No, they're not.
Susie is finally coming somewhat accustomed to Shadow, our newfound stray
kitten. Somebody better help me with this. But anyway.
You know, so, the cats are fine. Annabelle's being bad, eating the cat food.
Well,
I had to yell at her before the show started.
Uh-oh.
Because she did try
we
to do it
twice. We don't yell in our house.
Well, I did at Annie.
Oh, okay. But anyway.
She's being bad.
Yeah. How many cats? Three?
Three cats.
And two dogs.
That's a herd. That's officially a herd.
I'm going to tell you right now, I would never have it any different to call into the show. What is the number, honey?
It is 347-237-5339. Again, press 1 to let us know. If you don't, we assume that you're listening, man. But
absolutely. And we can talk about paranormal. We can talk about spirituality. We can talk about dream interpretation. One question, many readings. We are waiting for our guests to come in. But
yeah, they're coming
here's
down.
The kicker. They'll be here shortly. But go ahead and call into the show.
Yeah.
And I'll do many readings right now. What's the number, honey?
347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know. If I see that, we'll bring you right on air with your area code. Just be ready with your name and date of birth. And if you have a chat room question, go ahead and just private message me at WGGM and put your name, date of birth, and your question. Make sure you change your font to Arial, because otherwise it looks real funky. And I can't
yes,
read it.
Yes, it does.
And I can't read it. It's kind of like, what is that? Or change it to Tacoma. That'll work.
There you go. All right, let's go to a real quick commercial break.
But you know what we can do? We can talk about Greater Good Ministry Radio.
Absolutely.
And what that,
whatever
that about.
Whatever you want to do,
you
honey.
Know. Greater Good Ministry Radio was founded by Barbara DeDozier, and she stepped up to this large program and brought on many different talents and radio shows. And
she gave me my break years
did.
Ago.
And certainly, we love Barbara. She's a good friend of yours for quite some time now.
Oh, quite a few years.
You know, and
done
ever
many
since,
investigations
ever since,
with
ever,
her.
Ever since I came on board, you know, with you, and we've been married. She's been a good friend to us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I want to say publicly that, we thank her for everything she's done and given us this platform to talk about the prime, you know, about paranormal. I know there's a ton of paranormal shows out there, you know,
oh,
on the radio, on television.
Absolutely.
But we put our own spin on it. And our spin is helping people. And,
absolutely.
And the story you're going to hear tonight, you know, with our guests that are coming down, from their home to be in studio tonight.
Yeah.
And they did send me a message saying that they are on the way. You
and
know.
Wait till y'all hear this.
But you know, he had to work, and just like
it's
I do,
good.
And I get in here at the last minute, so it's kind of frantic.
You know what is all cool about all this?
What?
Working on Greater Good Ministry Radio. Anything, any reading that I book during this time, we'll go back to Greater Good Ministry Radio. Proceeds go back to her. And I love the people that come into the chat room and follow this. I love Amanda. I love Claudia. I love all of them. I really, and Gregory, for goodness sake.
Oh, yeah. Gregory's a good friend of ours and helping him out. But I'll tell you what, you know, why don't we take, you know, about a 3-minute break here. We'll run through our commercial rack.
But to call into the show real quick.
Dial 347-237-5339, press 1. And you're listening to Primarily Paranormal here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network. We'll be right back. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina in the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina in the Gulf Coast Paranormal at GulfCoastParanormal.com. Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration, all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. that encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archive programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great value on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. And welcome back to Primarily Paranormal here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network. And again, if you haven't had the opportunity, please go over and visit Greater Good Ministry at www.ggmradio.com. There you can take a look at all the different hosts and different programming that GGM offers, and get to know some of the hosts and the different shows.
Absolutely.
It's all inspirational all the time. And make sure you visit the gift shop. You've got beautiful stones, beautiful jewelry.
Ew.
Got a great bookshop. You know, she probably wrote the best
healing
book. Crystal Healings, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the best books on stones you'll ever want to know. If you want to know what a stone does and what the properties are and what the effects are, check out that book. You're going to get the answers right there. But, you know, Tina, first off, I got to say, happy birthday to my brother Chris.
Absolutely.
You're still older than me.
Yeah. Yeah. That is just a few years.
Well, in 4 years, I'll catch up to him, but he'll still be older than
we
me.
We love my Chris.
That's right.
And
he's
Sharon,
a good guy.
We love
Chris
them.
Sharon.
Up in the Midwest.
Yep, up in Pacific Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
You know, near my hometown of Eureka, Missouri, and we wish them a happy birthday. And I'm sure they're down at Joe's Pizza right now. Damn it, having a pizza. I wish I was there.
I mean it.
That is them.
Is
good
that
ass.
The best pizza I've ever ate in my
that
life?
That is the best pizza.
We went in there, and it was the coldest night I've ever remembered since I left. No, really. That was the coldest darn night I ever came across. We went in there.
Into a warm atmosphere.
Beautiful.
And you met the owner, Joe Picardi?
Well, and he a sweet thing.
Isn't he a sweetie?
He took a picture with me and us.
That's right.
He loves my Bob.
Oh, well, he knows us. He knew it.
He remembers you from a child.
Well, yeah. I mean, he opened up his little pizzeria, one little shotgun thing, back in 1972.
Wow.
And of course, we were regulars back then. You know, Godfather Pizza was his signature. And of course, he's from Italy. And
what a great man.
But he grew it into a mini empire in there. He does catering.
You know,
he's got multiple stores now. And just an American success story.
Going to give us an apartment, going to take care of us. But the one thing that was so cool about this, he was back there working his butt off making pizzas. He was back there working with everybody. And that meant, you know, to see, I was in the restaurant business 26 years. And
you
to
were.
See, yeah. And then to see somebody come up behind, you know, to see that, oh man, anything you could imagine, catfish to crawdaddies, whatever it was. But to see Joe still back there, and he walked out and he treated you so well. And he treated me like a queen night.
And he treats all of his guests that way. Because to him, they're not guests. They're family and friends.
Oh, I'm my golly bun.
You know, so just a beautiful man. And
beautiful man.
Anyway, but let's get back to Primarily Paranormal.
All right, what are we going to do?
Well, what we're going to do, we're going to talk about, our guests, Josiah and Harmony, who are efforting to be here as we speak. They're trying, I reckon. But,
let's go ahead about the interview that we did this weekend.
Yeah, they contacted us saying that they had some things
going on.
You know, why don't you tell me what you think? You know, I mean, because you talked to them on the phone, right?
Well, we both did, and they filled out a large form.
Which is standard
from Gulf Coast Paranormal. People have really got to fill out the form. And we'll do the best we can for you, because what we do is free of charge. Not one thing we do costs anybody anything, but you've got to fill out the form over at www.gulfcoastparanormal in North Florida. And they did that. We went over there, and let me tell you what. I knew from the get-go it was not paranormal, but we will never, ever lay anybody down in reference to things that are going on. The girl is pulling in the woman, and how many minutes? We got 45 minutes left of the show. And I really, truly want her to tell her own true story.
But bottom line is,
we did not paranormal.
We did a sweep of the house, you know, checking for high EMF.
Nothing.
We took photos. We did digital recording.
Nothing.
Didn't pick up anything anywhere.
No, nothing.
You know, couldn't substantiate the claims that she gave us whenever we did it. Now, the next step was, I wanted to sit down and do an interview with her. You know, to kind of really hone in on some of the questions that we discussed. And
we have full permission to do this.
Yeah.
Bless their heart.
And certainly, you know, what it led to, you know, and some of the key things that caught my eye was, you know, she talked about whenever this occurrence happened, that she was in a state of excitement.
Euphoria. But she brought it in by a Ouija board.
That was something she did years ago.
Yeah.
Some 10 years ago. And if you ever consider a Ouija board, do not do it. It's a portal. It's bad. So do not do it.
But really quickly, I think our guests are coming up, and I'm just going to chatter for just a moment. Our guests are here, and we will bring them on shortly. But what it turned out to be is an individual that is clairvoyant, and she was pulling in the energy. And I'm going to try to pop over here and get back over to the switchboard. We are going to go to a real quick commercial break. To call into the show, the number is 347-237-5339. And, all right, Dad, what are we going to play?
Well, just hit number one, right there.
Here we go. Hold on, our guest is...
Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini-readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina in the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina in the Gulf Coast Paranormal at gulfcoastparanormal.com. Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration, all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archive programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great values on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
And welcome back to Primarily Paranormal here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network. And all this commotion during that commercial break where cats and dogs running around because we have our guests with us here in studio tonight. We got Josiah and Harmony. Welcome to the palatial studios.
How
of
y'all doing?
Primarily
hey,
Paranormal.
Great. Full of beans. Full of beans.
And basically, you just talk towards that light there. Don't walk towards the light, just talk to the light.
Been there a few times.
And we are so happy and proud. Guess what?
But you know what? You know.
What a great introductory. Because you gave us time and we were able to speak about things that we were interested in. And I told you they'd be here. I knew they'd be here. And bam, they're
well,
here.
Well, she texted me to let me know, too.
Yeah, so, yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Call into the show.
Dial
any questions?
Mm-hmm. Dial 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know. But Harmony and Josiah, you contacted us because you had a real fear.
Yes.
And why don't you describe that fear, that initial fear that you had?
And be, you know, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
I'll share my side of the fear, and I would love for Joe to share his, because it's two different, completely different sides.
But it's okay, baby. That's why you are called a clairvoyant.
I feared for a very long time.
We're going to get to that.
Yeah, I feared for a very long time that I was possessed by a demon, because I would black out. I would have complete fits of rage for no reason. I literally would meet somebody and think of just hurting them, which was not normal at all because of emotional feelings.
There you go.
And it became terrifying for me. Night terrors, noises, but physical, emotional pain.
And you know what is so cool about this is because you reached out. I reached out to you. Didn't cost you a damn dime.
No. Nope.
Did it?
No.
I never charged you nothing. This, whether it's paranormal or clairvoyancy, psychic readings, and what I do. This is so very important. Everything is changing. It really, truly is changing. A lot of people out there do not understand, especially 26, 19, 22, 26, 34, and then by gosh, when it hits you, then you're going to just take your own claws.
Yep.
You won't need me. You're just going to dig in and you'll say, all right, I want to find out what the heck's going on. And you're going to find your own path.
But
what a beautiful
young
woman.
We're going to get to that.
Yeah, I want
oh,
we're
no,
gonna
let me
try to share his.
Let's keep the story
what happened tonight or the other day was not a paranormal investigation. Everything is not about the paranormal.
But we approach it that way.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
Because whenever we do an investigation or do the initial assessment, you know, it's a case where, you know, all of our clients fill out a questionnaire, and it's a detailed question. You know, I did kind of note how short the answers were, you know, so that's why, you know, my initial plan was to do an initial sweep of the location to check for, like I said, EMF. I've already talked about that. We took photos, didn't see anything. We took digital recordings, didn't hear anything. So then we wanted to concentrate on the interview again. On the interview, you know, we went into a little bit more detail to get some more answers. Now, I'm going to let you, but before, you know, you kind of described, you know, Harmony, you know, your
side. My side.
Josiah, why don't you tell about your side and what's your feeling? Or what was happening to you?
If you want to.
I was always raised. I was homeschooled. I was raised that God exists and that, you know, there are entities in this world that can be dangerous. And I was also raised to never hurt a girl. And when I met Harmony and, you know, found out all the things about her that, all the crazy things she's been through in her life and that she's died several times, and you know, but she's still here. And with everything that went on, it was half terrifying and half exciting, because I mean, I've always believed in this type of stuff, and I've always known that I have a heart to be able to help somebody if it ever came down to that type of thing. And you know, so I was scared at times. I was more, though, I'm kind of fearless. I don't really have a lot of fear. I just, you know, I go with the flow. But I was a little bit,
I was a little bit scared.
It was a little bit more than you could
It was something
handle.
That, it was something, yeah, it was, I was not expecting it, let's put it that way.
Now, Harmony, you know, he talked about, you know, some of your near-death experience. It's up to you if you want to talk about that.
Well, we're not going to get in a big, in-depth, where I want you upset.
No, I'm fine.
I want this to be an educational
thing. I feel a lot more,
everybody,
a lot clearer
there
than I have in a very long time.
And we'll get to that later.
Hold on, we're going to get to that. Some of the things that you incurred, you know, you had several near-death.
It's my friend, they're calling.
You had a near-death situation.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to educate the public in reference to this.
Okay. Which one?
Well, whichever one you want to talk about. I mean, actually, I think the one, you know, where you actually, you know, when you
was
said you saw yourself...
was physically stabbed,
yeah,
raped, and
yeah,
died.
I can... That one is the most... I mean, I can share
your
both. Your
physical
I can,
body was,
you know,
pulled
some
out
of
you.
I have two that were very intense that, for a long time, were very clouded, especially the first one. I was 17... And my best friend, who was a man, brutally raped me, stabbed me over 40 times. I have scars all over my body. And he left me in the ditch in front of my house. Having taken my virginity, because I was saving myself, as I was taught, I wouldn't say for a marriage, but for the one that I loved, is what I was told.
Go.
I was never told you had to be married. You had to. It was your person. You knew that was what mattered.
There you go.
I laid there in the ditch. I could feel the life draining from me, and I asked God to help me, and I actually felt the life drain from me faster. Fearing that I was going to die, I asked anything to help me. Not knowing at the time of me being a clairvoyant,
but again, the very first thing you asked,
and that's
God,
what is so important for this
because
show.
Because I caught
tonight
that right away.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first? Who was the first person
God
you asked?
God.
And then, what did I tell
you? Do
you
feel
right
the chill in
that
area? I feel the chair. No, I'm talking.
Part,
I'm chilling.
This is part of what we went through, you know, during this interview process.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got more in detail, you know, as far as the answers, the initial answers that we got. And I knew that there was more there.
Yeah.
And that's because we spoke on the phone, and you told me some of this. And so I knew I wanted to dig deeper into that. Not because I wanted to get the details on it, because, you know, the key thing, what you said at the end, and it kind of led us to where, you know, that we hopefully, knock on wood,
let's do
it.
No, everybody knock on wood.
Knock on
wood.
Know, we're not superstitious,
and
but
I thank
it doesn't
you
hurt.
I know, that's how
no,
I am.
No, I want to tell you,
but
I've
you
never
key,
been so
key,
proud
key,
over
you,
this
it
weekend.
It was a key thing that you said there, you know, that you asked on him to save you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked you the question, and you never considered it. You know, you never considered answering
him
that one question to yourself.
I know.
You know.
I didn't want to hear anything of it. I didn't.
And,
yeah,
and I asked you this question.
Why
and
would
can,
God
and
allow
and
this
it
to happen to you?
Well, you know, well, that's part of the, you know, the seven things of acceptance. You know, but, you know, why is this happening to me, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, but I asked you the question, and what did he do then?
Let me live.
He gave you the strength,
yes,
as you told me,
yes,
to
get up
back
and
to
crawl
your,
to my house and
he
get help.
Gave
pretty
you
much.
The
somebody
strength
gave you.
Yeah.
And guess who that somebody was?
It was God.
And the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And the second time was I had to go into surgery. It's an emergency. I had a torsion that was leading to a hemorrhage. Second they cut me open, I hemorrhaged on the table. One of my friends was there. They came out, told my friend that I was, I don't want to say my friend's name because, you know.
No, you don't,
yeah,
have to, baby.
But he was told
no
to call my parents to let everyone know that I had died. When this all happened, I, you know, all I remember is going under, and then I came to And I slowly felt myself coming out of my own body. And it's all flashes until I was above myself.
There you go.
And I could feel, I say there's a light, but it's more of like a presence that seems bright, seems very lifting.
Holy Spirit.
And I felt the, no, it is not, you are not ready yet. And next thing I know,
they pulled you back and it
hurt. I had woken up from
surgery. You know, I couldn't even imagine. Let me say this really quickly, and I'm not trying to exploit you.
Oh, you're fine.
I mean it, on air. I am not trying to exploit you by no means. I have been through similar situations, but I have never been stabbed up to 36, 40 times. Never in my life. But I've been abused. I've been drugged down. As far as a clairvoyant, what happens is God intervenes. And the other day, we went through a process with you. In other words, the minute I met you, I knew you were not.
Possessed.
No, I mean it. You're not possessed.
Because you thought you had an atomic attack.
It is psychological stuff.
I thought I was crazy. No. I thought I was absolutely insane.
No. Done with that shit. It's over. Done.
And yes,
over.
We are for
That's
sure
why our
audiences.
Show is 21
yes.
years in age over. We can say a few.
We try and keep it down to a minimum.
Yes, and that's I cussed a bit. I apologize. I was really
No, but you know what? It's real. It's real. And this is what it's about. Because let me tell you what, little girl. You are going to make it. God loves you. You're going to break the chain, and you are going forward. No more sorrow.
But the key thing, you know, after that.
And you're going to rock. Let me tell you, these two have got such great future in front of them.
I agree. But, you know, the key thing, you know, after that, you know, because I asked you, you know, when you felt yourself hovering there, did you felt like they were pulling you back or did you want to go back?
It was honestly a bit of both, I'm not going to lie. It was more so if I would have gone to pretty much my death, it would have been almost, no, like I messed with fate, if that makes sense to you. I chose not to keep living. It's just like when people try to kill themselves and they don't succeed. God said it was not your time. I'm not allowing this. Therefore, I went with
it's called
the,
a beautiful song.
I went back because I was
God
being pulled
no.
back to my own self.
God said no.
Because
it was an energy.
I know. And, yeah, because we kind of agreed, you know, that was the second time that God intervened.
Yes.
So we saw a theme developing there.
And I never saw that it was God after that night.
Oh, all right. Hold on, darling.
Oh,
anybody that would like to call in the show and ask them any question, please do now. Give the number out.
347-237-5339. Or press 1 to let us know. And I'm going to continue on this question line because this is where...
And we love you for coming. It educates other... I mean it, darling.
Other individuals.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. She is my little morning glory. I swear. You really, truly are. 27 years old, let her bloom.
I would like for you to share from your side my experience when you blessed me. Because I felt so much pressure.
Oh, Bob is so
proud. And I just remember he stepped away.
God.
As soon as
there
that presence slipped off.
Okay, then me and him
right
will go play
away.
Guitar out
well,
yonder.
Again, because, you know, what we determine.
We'll go play guitar out yonder.
Again, what we determine, you know, during this interview process, and we're probably there for a good hour and a half, I guess. But
2 hours, actually. You guys left
really?
Right at 2 o'clock. You guys were pulling out of the driveway. 2 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Well, there you have it. I don't know. I kind of lost
I'm compulsive with my phone.
I just look. I lose focus. I mean, because I concentrate on the moment. That's what I do. And
third one?
No, that's just the chat room.
All right.
I mean, that's why I don't
no,
like her watching.
No, we have more questions coming in. It's cool.
But really, we kind of, you know, both Tina and I really agreed that this was not a paranormal situation. We came to the realization that, because you said after the life near-death experience, that this is when all the occurrences started. And with that starting, you know, you started describing different things that were happening, and we determined that it was more self-induced through clairvoyancy, and you not having an understanding what a clairvoyant is.
No, I had no idea. I thought I was insane.
Yeah, right.
And I thought people seeing the proof were insane too for believing it.
And as you told me, you know, you've been through psychiatrists.
I had medicine that didn't help, just made me. I still had the issues.
Right. And you know, so it was a case where you had a new ability, you know, and this ability being able to, you know, see things, hear things, you know, sometimes creating your own noises.
Yeah, that was a big one.
And Tina does that too.
Especially
and
in
she
anger.
She makes noise right now during a radio show.
Just, well, you can, he'll tell
I'm
you. And we
noises.
Would, if him and I, if I get angry and we, if I start yelling, doors start, stuff starts moving in the house. We've had lights, we've had things, lights blow out, lights have turned on, you'll hear banging on walls, he'll start feeling uncomfortable as if 1,000 people are staring at him. Am I wrong here? He has told me all the time he is scared is when I'm true.
But as a clairvoyant, you're going to draw that in.
It is very addictive.
And you just don't know what to do with
it's
these.
It's not addictive. You got to understand how to control it.
Yeah,
because
and I don't have
Tina,
that yet.
Tina gave you one, you know, word of advice, and she'd used it on air here before, seeing one foot in the grave.
Yeah.
And then I asked you, and then I asked that one question that, you know, that really stuck out to me. You know, when these occurrences happen, you know, you said excitement.
Yes.
And I went, okay, I know where she's at now.
Yeah.
You're stuck
in. What about
in.
Me? What about me draws you to us?
Honestly, I'll tell you, I'm very iffy when it comes to anyone paranormal, anyone trying to help, because a lot of people, it's a fad right now to be a paranormal investigator. And I had an older gentleman and his crew come into an old place that I stayed, which one of my friends was listening, we had some issues. And they were fake. They just wanted to be able to share with people that they found ghosts. They didn't help. They actually drawed it out more and told me to do what I was doing.
Because you got angry.
Yes.
When you get angry, activity increases.
Yes. I can be anywhere.
This happens to Tina, too.
It's horrible. I've been at friends' houses angry, and their house, which has never had disturbances, all of a sudden goes off like Christmas lights.
That's why we don't go anywhere.
I have become a solid recluse because of this stuff, and it's, you know, it's nothing rude. I can't touch people's hands. Hugging someone, I always feel bad. They're like, give me a hug. I'm like, I can't. I'm dying of the plague. If you hug me, you're going to catch it. Like, you don't touch me, please.
It's I was there years ago. Daddy, pull her up on that.
I will. And so what we did was, you know, so I knew at that point I was dealing with a person that had clairvoyancy, didn't have an understanding of it, didn't know how to handle it, didn't know what to do with it, and we had to help you at that point. And our help was twofold. First, to make you aware of your situation being you're clairvoyant, and you're having to come to grips with that.
Terrifying.
And then we gave you two archangels.
Yep. Michael and Raphael.
You know, and you just reach up anytime you need them, you know, and ask for their help and their divine
intervention.
I actually did that
today.
And they'll reach down and touch you.
Today I had some issues, like nothing bad. I've been happy since you did what you did, and out of nowhere I got this sudden urge to cry, and I wasn't even depressed, no reason. And I put my hand right up, and it honestly felt, I can't say like someone touched me, I felt warmth, and it then in that moment my hand started tingling, and it went right to my heart. But it felt as though someone had lightly grazed, like they when you slide your fingers and then you grab.
Oh, beans!
And I was happy
again. We're getting
again.
Through to her, y'all.
I was happy again.
And we're talking about a real
and I am
life.
Not, anyone that knows me, listening to this, knows I'm not little Miss Holier than thou. Praise Jesus. Oh, thank God I have food on my table.
Oh, we know that.
I am very much like, Jesus, you, or God, you thank for what you have, not what you've earned.
Mm-hmm.
You thank him for letting you be alive.
No.
You thank
He's
him for having
here.
Your health. You don't thank him for the food on your table. You made that. You thank him for the animals or the plants that he's grown, that he's given to us.
No, God
lays
on. And you know what is so fantastic about all this?
What?
We brought on an individual. Not everything is paranormal.
Exactly.
Not,
but
I mean, not
everything. Being clairvoyant is above the norm.
But not
above.
The first stages of what
it's
we're...
It's not supernatural.
What I'm saying is, not everything in an individual's home is paranormal.
It doesn't have to be explained by paranormal sources.
There you go. Now,
and then simply what I did, you know, after, you know, because I said get educated on, you know, what a clairvoyant is, call on these archangels to assist you, learn how to do release. Tina gave you a technique as far as how to do the seven circle
and
push.
We're
going to
do the best we can.
You know,
I'll get you as many people as I possibly can to help you with
this. And then the last step that I did, I did two more things. I did a personal blessing.
Oh, and oh gosh, he did.
You know,
so
asking
good.
God
he did so good. I'm
to
just
come down
sit back.
And to, you know, release any negativity that you had, you know, in you at that point. And to let the light of, you know, and I use the, you know, I use the power of Jesus Christ because that's my mechanism. You know, it, you know, I, for Jesus Christ to come down and give you that power of release and commanded them to leave. You know, put my hands in your head as I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I released, after the prayer was over and I released my hand, tell me the sensation.
Honestly, this is going to sound crazy, but it's the best I can explain. That moment when you step into a very hot bath, you get the tingling all over your body, the comfort because of warm water. You get that. I felt comfort release. I felt a relief of pressure. I had never realized
all contracts gone.
I literally had never realized how much heaviness I had inside. Like, and that sounds
the contracts
crazy.
Are gone. Anything
I felt,
that you ever thought or thought.
I felt
finally
free. If that makes any sense.
Oh my God.
I felt so free in my own body. And for the past almost 10 years, I have felt like a prisoner in myself. And that's a scary thing. I've had psychological evaluations. I've submitted my own self for them. You can ask him. I kept thinking I needed to go to a mental ward.
Nope,
he would not let me because
it
was nothing that I was causing.
And you made
me feel, I saw a lot of clarity, and I felt it.
And all I did
when
was,
we came into
I just
your
prayed
home.
On you.
Yes.
And, but it was up, that was between you and God at that point.
Yes.
I was just an instrument just to say the blessing and help release it. That's all I did.
Absolutely.
And the second you put the cross over my door and blessed the house, I walked out of safety because all I felt, I'm not going to let you this. I don't know if you felt anything. The second you put the door of the cross, I felt heaviness behind me as if whatever had been bothering me so bad, whatever had been bothering me for 10 years was like, I'm going to come right back. And immediately I'm like, I'm going to step outside. Something in me told me to get out right now or else you are not safe. You are a light that they are coming right to.
And that was the second thing I did. I did a house blessing. And, you know, and as Tina knows, when I do a house blessing, I... like the wrath of God coming down because
I had never slept so well
that's
in that
what I said
house.
Last night,
last night was amazing.
So done.
You know how peaceful it was? I mean, there were a few, and that was caused by me. I remember laying there and being like, I would like to hear some knocks. It was just to see if I had some control. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do.
Gone.
But it caused an ease in my mind to where even if it was, if I ever hear it again, you know, I could
love
even if it's a ghost, I could be like, I did it.
There
so
you
it
go.
So doesn't scare me so bad.
And the reason why we do what we do here on the Psychic Tina Marie Show and Psychic Network and Great Good Ministry Radio is to show everybody out there not everything is paranormal. There's a lot of clairvoyants out there. There's a lot of psychics. You don't realize. Anyway.
So now, So now, when it comes to Ouija board, you're never going to touch one again, are you?
A Ouija board?
Yeah.
How the hell did you guys know that one?
We know. And
I
just
apologize
wrote a blog.
For saying that
I just
word.
Wrote a blog.
But
I just wrote a doggone blog. Why would anybody pick up a
this
damn
may, this
Ouija?
This may sound crazy because you guys might assume this is all... No. I just
I
was not brought
not,
up yesterday. Ouija board brought up at all. No. That's amazing. And no, I won't. Even after cutting it, burning it, burying it, I will never touch one again still to this day.
So,
yeah, what would you recommend to people?
Honestly,
stay away from them.
I understand that people get so excited. If you feel like you want to talk to a spirit, just talk. They do listen. Using a Ouija board, you open doors to areas that you do not need to.
We call them portals.
And those are not good things you need to do, ever.
No. And golly bum, before we go off air, I want to thank my friends from Crestview. I'm not going to give their names out anymore, but thank you. Unless they're up to it. You can shake yes, shake no.
You can say my name.
All right.
Josiah and Harmony.
Woo-hoo. All right. Thank you so much for coming to the show tonight. And what we're going to do is we've only got just a few more minutes. If you'd like to call into the show for a psychic mini reading, do it now.
347-237-5339. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini reading as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Psychic Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina at the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina at the Gulf Coast Paranormal at gulfcoastparanormal.com. Back to Primarily Paranormal. We're not so used to there's so many people in their studios. We got dogs, cats running amok. We got people in
great
our studio.
Great friends.
And, you know, when you're in a little 5x5 space, there ain't a lot of room.
You know what? I love our office.
It's comfy.
I love our company. And it is fantastic. And thank you for being here tonight on Greater Good Ministry Radio, Primarily Paranormal. And the date is the 5th.
Yep, my brother's
birthday.
Can you
believe it?
At any rate, we're going to take
it. Can you
believe
it?
All right, we've only got 11 minutes left, so we ain't got a lot of time. So we're going to take this one caller that's been holding on for 32 minutes, and that would be Hobo Eater 1 on Skype. You're on Psychic Tina Marie. We need your name and date of birth, please.
Hi, you're on air.
Hobo Eater 1, are you there?
All right, let's bring our guest up.
And let's take our next caller. Area code 843, you're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie and our guest here in studio, that being Josiah and Harmony. Who am I talking to?
Yes, my name's Wes.
Oh, there he is. That was the caller we were for.
How you doing?
Wow, wow. We brought you on. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
Thank you so much for calling into the show. What would you like to share with us?
Actually, Harmony lived with me for about 6 months up here in Connecticut.
All right.
So I got some experiences if you guys have any questions about them.
Cold beans, let me tell you what. I think we're. I'd be very interested in that. If she'd like to share that with me and you'd like to share it, you know, we'll do the best we can. But let me tell you, I got her trip. I already tripped her up because you know why? She's intuitive. She's intuitive, been through a lot of pain in her life, and she is psychic. She's 27. Well,
almost 27.
She's 30. But anyway, let me tell you what.
She's wet behind the ears.
Yeah. For now, she is. But what I'm saying is, this gal's been through a lot in her lifetime, and we've just got to get it in order. Let's release the energy. She is a, let me tell you, we are all crazy as bed bugs. And people go through a lot of things because of the things we've been through in our lifetime.
May I interrupt for one thing?
Go ahead.
I actually wanted him to call. I'm glad he reached through.
You've got seven minutes. Talk all you want. Just bless him
because there is so much in that house that...
Oh, he's calling about
guy,
you. He said he was calling about you.
Terrifying.
You've got his number?
I do.
Right, no,
we'll give him a call after the show.
I heard he was calling about you.
He was
not the house.
I will tell him how he can self-do. He there's a story that the first time that I ever realized true clairvoyance could have been possible. You can ask him and I talked about it. We came in from going out one night, and we had had a lot of experiences going on in the houses. I mean, we were willing. I was asking things to happen, and they were. We came in. Do you remember this, Wes, coming into the room?
Yeah.
The guy on the floor?
Whoa!
Okay, I would like you to tell the story of the man on the floor that wasn't there really fast, as fast as you can, but to understand that when I touched you, you saw it. When I didn't touch you, you did no longer see it. Go ahead.
Well, it was late in the night, so we were already heading off to bed. It was a very tough evening for... her, so she was having a very tough time, so I was just trying to console her, and just laying down, she looks, turns over to her left on the opposite side of the bed, and she says, there's a man laying on the ground, and it, like, freaked her out. I was like, I looked over, didn't see anything. She's like, she grabbed my hand, I looked over, and there he was. I took a step back, and then I looked over again, and I could tell there was something there that was there before, but his head was in the opposite direction from where it was before. So it was kind of weird. I was like, and then a mist, like shadow.
So it was connection
above
her
closet.
Had the ability to see it, correct?
Yes.
Whenever
that's
she touched you,
why
you
she's
saw
a clairvoyant.
That's a clairvoyant.
Yeah.
We didn't realize that at the time. We thought whatever was there to mess with me, is what him and I assumed.
Yeah, well, we just got to get this little girl rounded up. We got to get her rounded up so she knows what she's doing.
But what we'll do, right after the show, we'll give you a call, and just have a pen and paper ready, and I'll give you some words to write down that you could do your own blessing, and we'll discuss on how to do it. All right?
All right.
Thank you,
Wes.
We appreciate
that.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
What a great call-in. Thank
we'll
you
talk
so
to you after
very
the
much.
Show. And I'm telling you, folks, whenever it comes to house blessing, you know, you can bring in a priest, you can bring in a clergy, doesn't matter. But I'm a firm believer. I am a firm believer that if you do it yourself and you've got that conviction and the belief in God, you will clear it. If you believe it in your heart, when you're doing it and you're saying it, because you saw how aggressive, you probably heard me outside the door when I was doing it.
Yes. We all actually hurt you.
I was commanding.
Yes.
I was commanding,
you
and I got
chills.
I
get chills
every time I say it.
You were very.
I mean, when I command it.
Terrifying.
It's not terrifying because
no, it was. You were very to any entity. Oh yes, you were.
Bye.
You stood your ground.
You
literally, and this is gonna sound crazy. No one that is. I just gonna sound. I could actually feel the wall you threw up over your own body. you had, like, literally this shield around you, and as you said those words, it got so much more intense.
Out that door you went.
And that was the very first thing before I blessed you that I did for myself.
In the room,
bless yourself.
I blessed myself. I protected myself to protect me from all negativity. Because
it's ironic, within 30 minutes afterwards, I hugged you and I said, "You feel very protected. I got nothing and I loved it." Just goes to show
that's
you, protect yourself
that's
no matter what.
That's right.
You know, and that's what I do.
52 years. It took me to get him. 49.
Somewhere in there.
49.
I think you guys
49 when I met him.
Do your show.
No.
Say your goodbye.
We met
him.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take, let's see how much time we've got left, because we do have a chat question. We got one.
Oh, that's on air. You're going to have to cut it.
Shush, 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 shush. We have a question from Seattle. Tina, hey, that's why we normally don't have guest in our studio. Because
you're
we get
have
tomfoolery going around. That's right. Take the cat. Now, Tina, this is for you. This is for you, Tina. It's a question.
I mean, she's...
Come here. Tina.
What?
All right. We have a question from Holly in Seattle. Her birth date is 10/25/64. You focus?
Yeah.
10/25/64. Question. Did my 9-year-old stepson see a spirit in a store, or is he joking around about me?
First off, I need his date of birth.
That's right. Holly, please type his date of birth. I didn't read that.
But it's a baby, and you want to take karma and direct.
Normally,
a second
party, especially one underage, you know, we're careful about.
Give me his date of birth.
Holly, he did. You saw it? All right.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Oh, yeah.
The answer was yes.
I don't even need it.
320/04.
Yep.
320/04.
And he's got an older spirit around him also.
Good or bad?
January, February, March. All good. All
right.
I don't pick up on one damn thing that is negative here. Let me tell you something. The energy that I'm picking up right now, it's all, oh, my gosh, it's angelic. There's a deceased older male. As a matter of fact, there's two and a grandma to the side with this youngin. He is okay.
Now, one thing about children, they're more susceptible in seeing spirits and entities. So whenever a child says, you know, I see this or I see a monster, you know, sometimes when they say monster, especially, you know, did they watch a movie that, you know, there's a love fest going on here. I mean, cats are hugging each other, dogs and cats
got
are hugging.
Now.
I mean, my God.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I touched her leg and everything she was saying, I was literally, like, wording with my mouth. I sat there and I was like, I pictured the little boy.
Good girl.
And then I pictured him playing with mom, and his mom, I was like, I don't understand. Like, is it imaginative? Is it actually, what do I?
We got it.
The thing is when you're younger, you haven't been taught by society that this stuff is not real. It is not plausible.
We gonna get it going.
When you are a child, you are still so innocent. You still hear God.
You're open.
You still understand that. You can see this. You can hear this.
Boom. All right, we've got, what,
you should always
minutes?
Believe your children. You should always.
Absolutely.
He did say that his grandparents have passed away. So.
There you go. We already got him.
I felt this heavy
love. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. 30 seconds. We're done with air.
We are out of time. But,
all right.
Let me,
and love and light to everybody out
well,
there.
Well, let me
and thank you to our guests.
Hang on. Let me do
plugs.
You can talk to Tina during Tuesday through Saturday at 11 a.m. Central on the Psychic Tina Marie Show here on the Psychic Radio Network, and that is Tuesday through Saturday, 11 o'clock. Come back next week at 7 o'clock for Primarily Paranormal here on the Great... And we thank our special guests, Harmony and Josiah, for coming down, sharing your story with us, because it's rare that we get to share these types of these stories.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to book a full psychic reading, come over to Tina's website, www.misstina.com, MISSTENA.com. We currently do have some specials running, 20 minutes for $35 and 30 minutes for $50. Take advantage of those. It's a great, terrific saving. And I'm sorry for the callers. We did not get on air. But come over to Tina's show during the day, because she takes care of those many psychic readings.
Tomorrow morning, we're back
on the air. You get all this information on our website, www.tina.com. And 10 seconds left to go.
Love
again,
and light.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Love and light to everybody.
Positive energy.
Wonderful night.
Thank you to our guests.
Good night, all.
Good night.